What is the wildest thing that happened on your wedding day? Because I still follow a bunch of wedding stylists and event planners because I haven't just unfollowed after the wedding. I still love seeing that content. And one company I follow called The Lux Co. recently did a question and answer thing on their Instagram. What is the wildest thing that happened on the wedding day? And they shared this story with the caption, "This is 100% true. We've asked for follow-up information. We'll get back to you ASAP." But someone replied, "The wildest thing that happened on my wedding day is the bride-to-be walked in on the groom breastfeeding from his mother."
No, what? That did not happen.
Morning of the wedding, the follow-up information, because they've messaged this person back going, "We need more details." They wrote back, "This is 100% true. It's not my story, thank God. I was just a guest at the wedding. It happened to one of my longtime school friends." They said he was breastfeeding, but we all know it was just a cover-up for something way grosser. I don't know. The wedding did not go ahead. The bride went screaming out of the room and cancelled the wedding. A little bit of bitty. I'm not sure what happened with them
breastfeeding off their mum. And also, if you're marrying someone, how do you not know that they're a bit of a weirdo and they breastfeed off their mum as a grown man?
I wonder if the bride-to-be ever had, not suspicions, but you always go, God, he's close with his mum. He always takes his mum's side, or the mum has to be involved in everything. Like, surely there were signs that the relationship was.
He doesn't eat. He just goes to see his mum.
He never has had dinner with me. Yeah. He's always just popping over to her house.
How is she lactating?
The mother, that is a great question.
Yeah. Like, I guess.
No, there's nothing coming out, mate. That's dry, powdery. Mm-hmm. Like.
If he had been doing this, let's say he's mid-20s.
Yeah.
If she's been doing it for the whole time, would her body keep thinking it's needed? Or does your body eventually go?
Like, you would have to do it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To keep up the produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. Now, you can, I'm pretty sure, if you just start suckling frequently, I think it can send a message to the body to start.
Really?
Are you joking?
So if you were to just go, "Hey, mum, let's just get this going," you know.
Like me right now, not pregnant.
If Angus was to start sucking off Justin right now.
It would have to be frequent and consistent, I think.
I'll do it for the show. I'll report back.
It's all for content. Do it. Obviously do it. Film it.
Because I know you're about to offer, Ducko, but you are a man. So I just want to give us the best chance to find.
I don't think my wife would be too careful. I go, "Hey, can we do..."
It's for the show, babe.
It's for the show.
Just remember, before I tell you this.
You can watch TV while I'm doing it. Doesn't matter.
And then in 5 weeks, she'll come back and say, "Success, guys. I did it after 5 times a day, every day for 5 weeks." And we're like, "Oh, we're bored. We're sick of that now.
What? Still doing that?"
It is wild.
I'll press on for the show.
But 131060, hence the question, what is the wildest thing that happened on the actual wedding day? Alison is in Maitland. Good morning.
Hello.
Please answer that question. What is the wildest thing that happened on the day of the wedding?
Well, the celebrant decided as part of his little speech to talk about having children out of wedlock was a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And while he did that, our 8-month-old daughter was there with us.
Very good. Okay, get out of my church.
Running around. Shame. David and Lochinbar on 131060, wildest thing that happened on the wedding day, mate.
So when my wife and I were just started giving each other our vows, a horse came running across the paddock that we were getting married in and stopped us from standing in between us and the guests and would not move.
A horse? Were you on someone's farm?
So it's a property at the back of Rutherford, and we had it set up down the back along a tree line, and next to the property was another paddock that had horses in it, and one of them got out and decided to bust up and stand in between us.
I object.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, a horse interrupting your wedding.
Wow, that's great. I like this one from Jess on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page. The minister, going off Alison, you know, speaking about sins and having kids out of wedlock, she said her minister spoke about having a threesome. Uh-huh. Me, my hubby, and God.
Brilliant. That's the threesome you want, you know?
That's what you want talked about during your wedding
Jesus
ceremony.
Does get a bit jealous, but that's fine.
But it's
know?
All right,
it's
because
all
this is between you guys and God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lana in Ellamore Vale, what was the wildest thing that happened at the wedding?
My wife and I were 20 minutes out from about to walk down the aisle, and we were doing our reveal of both of our dresses. We both had picked our dresses, and Our beautiful photographer took one of the dresses for my wife to go and get photographed in a room in our Airbnb. And then she came out and she said, so do we have keys for that? Because I've accidentally just locked it inside the room and we didn't have keys and we couldn't access it. And we had to be walking down the aisle within 20 minutes. So our videographer luckily had a mini screwdriver kit and jumped into action and took off the whole door off the hinges.
Had to break back into your own Airbnb.
Yep.
That is amazing. That's what you need on like the most, you know, exciting / stressful day of your life.
Yeah.
Your dress is locked in there.
It's like how my dad got trapped in a lift.
Oh, my God. 7 a.m. Morning of your wedding.
Yeah, ambos had to come. Paramedics had to get put on oxygen.
Insane.
Yeah, anything can happen on the wedding day, guys.
Seriously, strap in.
Someone said on Instagram, though, I like this. One of my husband's mates streaked across the dance floor in front of the band. That's just a good wedding.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
That's what he was talking about at the end.